Consumers are buying more certified organic fruits and vegetables every year, and much of it is grown in the Midwest and Plains states on small farms. To comply with organic rules, some farmers use livestock to provide, well, natural fertilizer. Harvest Public Media's Amy Mayer reports, it's hard to know exactly how well that tactic works.
Mark Kui manages the farm at the Scattergood Friends School in eastern Iowa, where he grows fruits and vegetables for the boarding school students and staff. He's also got a handful of cows and calves, some turkeys, pigs, and a few sheep.
We're strongly committed to having livestock on our gardens as much as possible.
That's because as they root, peck, stomp, and yes, poop, they help nurture the soil. He's seen firsthand how turkey manure increases soil nitrogen. Indeed, composted turkey manure is available as an organic-approved fertilizer. But he's been curious about whether letting the sheep graze after he harvests, say, broccoli, will actually improve the crop he plants the next year. So with another farmer and help from an agricultural nonprofit, he set up a formal trial. They're comparing plots where sheep grazed and others where they didn't to see how the next crop fares. The plots are segregated by movable electric fencing.
So it's kind of a pain to plant, but if it gives us good data, it'll be worth it.
Last year, the trial only looked at the harvested broccoli, measuring size and weight. The results, Kui says, were inconclusive. He couldn't determine what, if any, impact the sheep had.
It's hard a lot of times in these smaller trials to get meaningful results. So this year we added a lot of soil testing.
Kui's questions about the tangible benefits of grazing are the same ones Iowa State University horticulture professor Ajay Nair has been looking at. Many organic farmers tell him they think grazing is beneficial, but they want to know details.
Nobody could quantify, okay, if I have chicken, what value does it bring in terms of adding organic matter to the soil? How does the nitrate content change?
Without better information, organic farmers can't make informed decisions about whether it's worth the investment to add livestock. Using a small federal grant, Nair and a grad student designed a study to see how a flock of broiler chickens would impact the soil. Last year, the chickens pecked and nibbled from inside lightweight, portable coops on a field that had grown broccoli. This year, lettuce was planted on those plots.
We do see benefit in terms of having the same quality of lettuce, but with reduced input. We did not apply any nitrogen. It was already there.
That's good for several reasons. The soil is healthier, there's less nitrogen lost to waterways, and the farmers could potentially save money on organic fertilizer. Nair cautions that his study is limited and he doesn't have concrete numbers on cost effectiveness. But he's encouraged and hopes to address additional questions in a larger, longer project. At Grade A Gardens in the Des Moines suburb of Johnston, Jordan Clausen has all the evidence he needs. He has 300 egg-laying hens that he rotates through the fields. Their manure has drastically reduced his fertilizer budget.
I was spending about $2,000 in fertilizer every season, and now I'm letting the chickens kind of do that.
Take his garlic, for example. He says in fields where the chickens have been, the garlic comes up darker and bigger. He credits the nitrogen in the soil. Plus, he thinks pasture improves the quality of the hens' eggs.
I don't know why more people don't use them. It's more work, obviously. You know, every night you got to lock them up, and every morning you open them up.
Clausen has two large mobile coops that sit on trailers so he can move them each week. That prevents manure from concentrating in one place. Then, throughout the year, as fields are harvested, the chickens rotate into different ones. His CSA provides a regular market for the eggs, which made adding the first 100 chickens pencil out in his budget.
But I never thought of myself as wanting to be a chicken farmer, but I love them.
Still, when he decided to expand and increase his flock, it took a Kickstarter campaign to build the second coop. That might be an option for small farms with loyal customers. But it will take more number crunching and a few more seasons of studying sheep and chickens before researchers can say how much grazing might help an organic farm's bottom line. Amy Mayer, Harvest Public Media.